control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls, we held Rick through, and or actually Rick held through very patiently through the news there. Rick, coming across the show for, was it the first time tonight?
Absolutely.
Well, welcome.
I feel awful for having missed it for so long.
Well, that's okay.
The archives are out there for you. you can get the last year's worth of archives on the website itself, and then somebody will probably help you out.
Well, plus every single you have the benefit of being one of our weekday affiliate listeners there on WSVG in Mount Jackson, so you can hear us every single night there.
Okay.
So welcome to the program. We're talking about libertarianism, and you helped us rehash a commentary or a dispute, rather, that Mark and I have been having over the last forever, as far as what the term libertarian means. And you described yourself as somebody who is affiliated with that term, and you described yourself in one of the ways that I've heard libertarians described, and I once described myself in this way, that you're socially liberal and economically conservative. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think it's almost a lifestyle. I mean, I've been that's the way I've led my life is, you know, being, you know, I've never spent more than I earned. I've always, you know, if I wanted something, I saved up for it, instead of borrowing for it. And, you know, I've lived my life in the sense of, you know, forgive me for repeating myself, but live and let live.
Right.
I really don't care. As long as you don't mess with me, you can believe whatever you wish.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, as I wanted to say, is that I'm ethnically Catholic.
Ethnically Catholic, which I think is just hilarious. It is.
I used to book bands a long, long time ago, and the guy that I worked with is a guy named Lips Lakowicz, who's Jewish, and we'd worked so long together but never met, and he finally said, "Are you Jewish?" And I said, "No, I'm Catholic." He goes, same thing.
So what you had sort of asked about is how far do we take this principle, and do we apply it to foreign policy? And
right, and you know, I would like to think that people that follow this would apply it to their daily lives, but also, you know, I with all the questions going on in the world right now, and all the problems, you know, I see some of the things that the current president is doing as being libertarian, in that he's trying to create dialogue, you know, instead of attacking the neighbors, trying to talk to them. On the other hand, he's certainly creating a much larger government than we've had before, but that he's inherited a lot of that as well from an alleged Republican.
The way it seems to go these days is that we get Democrats that grow the social aspect of government, half of the discretionary spending that's out there, and we get Republicans that grow the other half, which is the military budget. And I'm of the opinion that the United States has no business being in 131 nations and 700 military bases around the world. Many people can't imagine what the world would be like if the United States acted like every other nation acts. And, you know, I mean, does that mean that the despots would take over, and guys like Muammar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein and, you know, those kind of folks, Ahmadinejad, who may or may not have won his election by the looks of it, you know, all these guys, would they take over? Would they become Tin Pot dictators with nuclear ISBs?
ICBMs?
ICBMs,
excuse me. ICBMs, yeah.
Yeah, you know, what would the world be like without the United States all over? And, you know, I don't know. Currently, what's it like for the rest of the world?
Two quick things. I'm on my way up to Dulles Airport to pick up my nephew who's flying in for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And there is a German Air Force installation at Dulles Airport, and that is an ipso facto, or that's a quid pro quo for our 130, or I'm trying to remember how many troops we have in Germany, Ramstein and all the other bases, and we give them their little base here to kind of make them feel better, you know, that we've still got 130,000 troops in their country.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, and I do find it ridiculous. We are not an empire, or we should.
Yes, we are.
I'm not. Point of information: I am not an empire, and I don't associate myself with people who would want to be an empire. But you're right; the U.S. federal government absolutely is an empire.
And this is my point on this: is the live and let live aspect. Is I'm a Quaker now. I'm coming from the Republican angle that you are, but I've recently converted to Quakerism, and we don't believe in violence at all. Period. And
right.
Don't believe in military service. Period. So the idea that money is forcibly extracted from me, my paycheck, the money that I earn in order to fund the sort of extra constitutional empire that we have around the world for, you know, the feeling of safety that some people get out of it. I'm of the opinion that that empire really, in fact, creates the problems like 9/11. If we weren't in Saudi Arabia, we wouldn't have had a 9/11. But,
on the other hand, they really, really want us there. And that's the other side of the coin.
The Saudi Arabian government really wants us there.
Yeah, careful.
The man on the street absolutely does not. But you can't say they
want us there,
right.
Rick.
The British soldiers, the governors of the colonies really wanted the British soldiers here back in the Revolutionary War. But we fought a war against a king. And the idea that the United States Navy... nation is supporting a king now just seems so crazy to me.
Oh, and a king that a kingdom that everything that you are for, you know, personal liberty.
Yeah.
I could go through the laundry list of what they can't do, and that's all coming from the kingdom. That's all coming from the royal family. And they do that to placate their incredibly strong religious portion of their country.
Right, the Wahhabis have a lot of sway.
They continue to enforce that so that they don't have an uprising. But the other side of the coin is they enforce it, but they do whatever they want.
They run around the globe and they jet set, but they enforce it on their average citizens. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Let's not start talking about hypocrisy. Do we have enough years? The other side of the coin is, as I said, as a former intelligence officer, is that the whole point of the military.
We are losing your cell phone. Thank you, though, for the call. I hope that you can call us again sometime and explain whatever it was you were going to get to there as a former intelligence officer. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Okay, Mark, so I went to dictionary.com, and I have pulled up the dictionary definition of libertarian.
Okay, first off, before you go on, it doesn't really matter whether that definition is closest to yours or closest to mine, because who cares what dictionary.com says? What matters is how is libertarian used. And I'm of the opinion that libertarian, you may be of the opinion that is used incorrectly, but I'm of the opinion that people use libertarian essentially to mean a person who is for smaller government.
Some people do use it in that way, and they are using it incorrectly.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to put out there.
But English is a growing language,
That's true.
The word is defined by its usage in an aggregate. Go ahead.
I just think it's sad that somebody who claims to be a libertarian doesn't actually understand what the definition of it means.
Are you going to read this? Are you going to be right or wrong? Go ahead.
It is both a noun and an adjective. What our last caller said was that, well, when Obama is doing diplomatic things, he's doing something, in his opinion, that is libertarian. That would be using it in an adjective sense. And I don't know if that's really even that accurate. What he's doing is certainly more if you're talking instead of dropping bombs, it's certainly more reasonable. Of course, on the other hand, he is dropping bombs and having people killed. So in no way does that really make the situation that much better just because he's talking with some people. So I don't think applying the term libertarian to that particular belief is accurate. Anyway, as a noun, it's a person who advocates liberty. That's what a libertarian is. And, of course, liberty is freedom from arbitrary or despotic government or control.
Right.
Free from captivity or restraint.
Right. And you define liberty as an end, the state of being completely free, whereas one
freedom.
Can be more free or less free.
You just have choices, as our caller last night pointed out. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those, including the live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He does not pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add some humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. If you like his reports, buy some advertising or subscribe for $3 a month. Support liberty by supporting other liberty activists. Again, find all the stories at lclreport.com.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I was thinking during the break, Mark, I just don't know why it is I'm still so attached to the term libertarian. I on one hand, I want to let it go. I want to say, Mark, you and your unprincipled pals can have the term.
I don't even like it for myself.
Really?
Not particularly. I mean, I use it because I don't really I want to use a factual term that other people understand. That's what the word, that's the reason for words. But I don't like I don't support Bob Barr. You know that.
No, that's true.
And so why, and I don't think that Glenn Beck has libertarianism. For me, the most important thing is that our nation not be building an empire, that it not be globetrotting, that it not be going around and,
the nation doesn't do anything. A nation is just a concept.
Whatever.
The government, the U.S. people call themselves the
nation,
government?
Whatever. That they're doing it in the name of the nation. And propping up tin pot dictators around the world and kings and forcing people into crappy despotic governments. I'd rather have socialized medicine than to have those 131 bases around the world. That's what my preference would be.
Well, you'll probably get them both.
Yeah, probably. You absolutely will, because that's how the government works. And, once it's instituted, look, Bush tried to get rid of, or not get rid of, but to make Social Security optional for some people. Look, it was impossible. He was a president with a Republican Congress, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, and he was a Republican president, and he couldn't get it done.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. So maybe, obviously I like the term voluntarist. I'm also liking, a modern abolitionist. I like that as well.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense to people, though. Those are fun terms,
yeah.
And I get what you're
doing. I don't want to make sense to people, because if you use a term they think they know, they probably don't know it. I mean, even you don't know what libertarian means, and you're working with liberty people all the time. And
you believe I don't know what it means.
I mean, you actually contradicted yourself a few moments ago. You said, with our last caller, you said you're a Quaker, and that as a Quaker, you don't believe in violence.
Correct.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
But yet you support government.
No, Ian.
You support a small government, which means violence against everyone.
I'm of the opinion. See, this is where you simply don't get it, because you're so wrapped up in your point of view that nothing else could possibly be right. I'm for peace and liberty. I want people
really?
To have peace
and small
and
government.
Liberty. Wait
and
a second.
Small, teeny little.
I believe
a little bit of violence.
I believe we'll get there step by step to peace and liberty. I'm not of the opinion that the system that you're talking about is going to provide peace and liberty. You're going to have to show
so
me.
A little bit of violence is peace and liberty. Is
it's better
saying?
Than a lot of violence.
So you aren't really a Quaker then?
No, I'm really a Quaker because you want lots of violence.
What are you talking about? I want lots
of
violence.
You want no government, and you want people enslaved by the rich people, is from what I can tell. I mean, I don't know for sure what the world will be like, and please, all the voluntarists and anarchists out there, don't call me and tell me I've heard this argument 100 times.
I want people to be enslaved by the rich people. Where did you get that one from?
Well, that's what I believe is going to happen.
Wait a minute, isn't that what we have today?
Government in one fell swoop or something.
Isn't that what we have today? And you and I both know that government isn't going to go away in one fell swoop.
Then,
what's
the problem with a step-by-step plan like I have?
The problem is that you say you don't support violence on one hand, and then on the other hand, you say you support smaller government, which means that you support some government. And unless you're talking about a government that is not actually a coercive government, which you did not make clear, if you say government, people know what that means. That means people telling them what to do. And if they don't do what the government demands, the people calling themselves government demand, they will get hurt. Violence will be employed upon them.
I am for a step-by-step incremental move towards more liberty and more freedom for people. And as we find a system that works best through that, because I believe that moving towards liberty and towards freedom and towards nonviolence is going to get us a system like that. Once we find I believe that people should be able to competing communities to try these out. Once you have your little community where they have, you know, hookers roaming the streets and people
hookers
able to
only
do whatever,
roam the streets because of prohibition.
Do whatever drugs they want, and
they're doing whatever drugs they want right
people
now.
People enslaved because they haven't been
Shame
able to pay
you,
off a bill or whatever.
Shame on
all
you,
all of that
sir.
Stuff. You
misrepresentation.
Can try that.
That's
I'm just
all
saying,
misrepresentation.
I want you to be able to try that.
It's all misrepresentation of the voluntary society, and I don't appreciate you putting those words in my mouth. Shame on you,
what,
sir.
You don't think that there's not going to be prostitution?
There's not going to be prostitutes roaming the streets, like you said. There are prostitutes today.
Are there hot dog vendors roaming the streets
today?
The
reason prostitutes roam the streets is because of prohibition. There would be very few streetwalkers in a voluntary society.
You know, an enterprising entrepreneurial hooker who has a storefront might say to herself, I need to go out on the street to get some business. I'm going out to drum it up.
That's very well possible. However, it seems like if the street owner has a problem with that, then he would be able to put a stop to it. So I guess it would depend on who owns the street. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Please don't misrepresent my...
As you step over the heroin addicts to get to her.
Yeah. You think you're funny, and that's not funny, and that's not how it would be, so please give me a break. Would you allow heroin addicts to be lying all over your privately owned street?
You know, I don't know how main streets will operate. I don't think that there will be a street owner. I think that that's a kind of a ludicrous scenario. I think more likely what you'll...
What? Who would own the street? Would it be public property? Is that what you're saying?
I think more than likely this will be an incremental step, and more than likely you'll just see the old downtowns turn into slums and new ones be built in sort of a plaza mall type aspect where there's like a mall owner that takes care of these things.
Well, certainly an interesting idea. I don't see any reason why downtowns couldn't revitalize themselves. They already have downtown associations. This would just, having Liberty would just mean they would have control over the parking spaces and the roads.
Well,
so.
Because the commons are tragic, and I can't imagine you would have a road owner. So then you'll have people, you know, taking better and worse cares. I think things will have to change.
Well, things are going to change. I mean, that's inevitable.
Governments create problems, and they've created big problems with what they've had, and it's going to take a certain period of time for those problems to unwrap themselves.
I don't think it's a big problem to transfer road ownership from a coercive gang to people that actually own property. I don't think that's a problem at all. You just seed the roads, and then you let them take care of it. If there's a problem or a pothole, they'll either fix it or people stop driving on their roads, and then you're right, it will turn into a trash town because no one will want to come there and drive on their crap can roads when they could be driving on more attractive roads.
But all you have to do is talk to somebody who's lived on a private road to realize that there's always that one neighbor that takes a really bad care of their portion.
They'll probably go out of business then. But if you don't take care of good roads...
Crappy businesses around town?
What?
You don't see any crappy businesses around town? How about the corner of West
Street? There are some crappy businesses around town, so if people want to keep patronizing them with crappy roads, then okay, I guess they'll do fine. Whoopie-doo. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, the Free Talk Live, or freetalklive.com. You can head on over there and enjoy all the features completely free, including the chat room. Go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you'll see at least a handful of people in there pretty much any old time during the show chatting it up, and it's free at chat.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, Tom in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Hey guys,
hey,
I really enjoyed your show. I've been listening to it lately, and it's been real informative. So you guys
are
great.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Basically, wanted to tell you, first of all, I'm a neocon. I'm not ashamed of it.
No one really claims that.
You should be ashamed of it.
Hey, I believe in black helicopters. I believe in interfering with other nations' foreign affairs. I mean, I believe in real politics.
You believe in hurting your neighbors, aggression against peaceful people?
Yes, it protects us. Mm. And
keeps us. Well, I feel so protected.
But
Thank you so much for protecting me without my permission.
Ian, please. I'm of the opinion that the 9/11 attacks occurred because of our interference in foreign nations supporting despots like King Hassan at the time.
Right. Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I know that some of our actions in the past have caused a lot of hatred toward our country. I don't think that there is as much of a direct connection between the two, but that's neither here nor there. But I must say that I am seeing myself becoming more libertarian. So there is a bright spot here.
The logic is inescapable, but let's approach the Saudi Arabia thing here real quick. I want to focus on that for a second. You would understand that we've been in cahoots with the Saudi Arabian government since I think it was the 30s.
Please stop including me in your we. I'm not in cahoots with anybody like that. Thank you.
Right.
Nobody was talking to you, man. The United States, citizens of the United States and its government.
There are no citizens.
Have been in cahoots with the Saudi Arabian government for about 60, 70 years now. And we've been sort of supporting that ruling family because we need to stabilize that area so that we can pump oil out of their ground. Sound right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So now there's people that live on top of that ground, and those people have human rights, correct?
Exactly.
And one of those human rights is to be able to choose their government, right?
Right, which they don't have a very good history of over in that part of the world.
Well, that's because they're Cro-Magnon sand people, and they're not real humans, right?
No, I do not believe that at all.
Okay, well, then they should be able to choose what their government is, and if they fight with their neighbors about it, that's really their problem. I think we've done that here, too, haven't we?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm evolving. I'm not saying that I'm
100%. I'm not trying to rake you over the coals. I'm trying to get you to a point that I got to at one point when I was,
yes,
you know, coming from the Republican side. I just realized, holy crap, I'm supporting, foreign intervention in a country that has a king, and we fought a revolutionary war against a king, and that seems counterintuitive and maybe wrong.
But in a world right and wrong, or you have one choice versus the other, and they're both absolutely 100% pure. We don't live in that world, and we have to make decisions sometimes that are not exactly, I believe, and that are not exactly, I guess, the cleanest decisions that we can make.
Got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, that kind of thing?
Listen, I'm a Nixonian.
Kill some people. It'll be good for the world, right?
Listen, I'm going to get really, really academic here. I wanted to throw you guys a couple concepts and see if maybe you can talk about it real quickly.
Sure.
First of all, could you explain maybe to listeners, like, maybe the difference between, say, paleoconservatism and neoconservatism? And also, I got one more thing I want to throw at you, and I'll hang up. I've been studying recently the concept of anarcho-capitalism.
Well, let's stop right there for a moment, and let's address the paleo/neoconservative. Marcus, the conservative-ish guy, what's your answer to that?
I'd say that a paleo-conservative is sort of defined as somebody who believes in, no foreign intervention, less foreign intervention, smaller government.
Buchanan.
What's that?
Buchanan type conservative.
I think that he's probably in that arena. He's also an isolationist. I don't think that a paleo conservative would necessarily be considered an isolationist.
Right.
By isolationist, I mean that he doesn't think not only that we shouldn't have military in other countries, but we shouldn't do business with other countries. That we should do all our manufacturing and everything here in the United States, and we shouldn't outsource anything, which to me is contrary to economic principles, which advise a division of labor.
Correct. They're more of the pre-World War II type conservatives.
Correct. So I believe Smedley Butler was one, the two-time Marine Medal of Honor winner who advocated us not get involved in World War II.
Well, another thing, like when it comes to anarchism, I know that when people today think of anarchists, think of kids in black clothing with trust funds throwing rocks through Starbucks windows and things.
Sounds right.
They do.
But there's also a type of anarchy thought-provoking anarchism that's more of that we should have freedom to buy and sell as much, in any type of means that we can, a totally free market, and that's where the concept of anarcho-capitalism, which I don't know much about, and I wonder if one of you guys maybe knew anything about that.
I do know a thing or two about it. I prefer the term voluntarist or free marketeer because I think that in a free marketplace you can have all sorts of different organizations. You can have people being capitalists. You can have people get together and do their own little commune if you want to. I think the free market encompasses everything that is of a voluntary nature, and I'm a voluntarist. But I appreciate the anarcho-capitalists, and I know
that's the Wikipedia version.
What the anarcho-capitalists do is they use the terminology anarcho to mean no government. However, anarcho has the idea of no government can go two different ways. You can either consider government a group of men and women that use coercive force to have a monopoly privilege on violence.
That's the historical definition.
That's
of
the
government.
Historic definition of government, and it by and large, that's how governments work. Is to a lesser or greater extent, they have the monopoly privilege of using violence in their particular geographic area. And in the United States' case, we use it all over the world. Whereas a government can mean an entity, that sort of governs behavior, and you can do that through a contractual basis. In the same way that my credit card company governs my behavior to some extent based on a contract that we have signed. So
no, you govern your behavior. You make those choices. They don't govern
if I decide to, for instance, not pay the payment that I said that I was going to pay through the contract, they are going to, you know, enact punishments on me.
I just don't understand the point, Mark, of attempting to rescue the term government away from coercive, violent monopolists. I mean, why would you even want to save that word? What's the point of it?
Because governing is, you can govern your behavior. Other people can govern your behavior. My wife governs my behavior. I mean, all of these things are governing.
No, you govern your behavior because you love your wife and you're willing to do what it is that she's asking you to do.
It's true.
So she doesn't govern your behavior because she's not holding a gun to your head. She just has some incentives that she's set up.
Right, and that's essentially what the government around here, although I didn't contract with them, I have contracted with my wife. The only difference here is contracts, and, you know, the government sets itself up as an agency who enforces a set of rules that you didn't sign as opposed to, you know, or didn't sign or agree to as opposed to pretty much every other relationship you have in your life.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Tom?
Yeah, basically, I see myself, I think that most if you call yourself a conservative, I think that the more you really look at government and the way that we would like things to go, I think that the libertarian model, and I know you guys don't like people throwing out the word libertarian because a lot of people don't exactly know what it means, but I think that the more freedom that you have, I think that it's an evolving thing, and that's why I think that somebody can be, like, for instance, I support Dick Cheney. I think Dick Cheney, to be honest with you, I know he's one of the most hated men in the country right now and in the world. His attitude about protecting this country, but also having the freedom to have your own personal life, not meddling in people's personal affairs.
You are confused, my friend. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
That's what the propaganda does. It confuses people.
No, he doesn't advocate freedom. If he's advocating controlling people by having a gigantic military going around the world, he's in no way advocating freedom. Plus, I'm not free to opt out. I'm not free to say, I don't support that plan. I don't support that idea. I'll just keep my money and not send it to you. Then Dick Cheney would have me thrown in a jail cell, as would Obama. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Airwaves, even in these remaining moments, maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you buy, whether it's brand new or used, you can get it, and we'll get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, Wade is in Oklahoma. Wade, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Wade.
Hey, guys, I'm a relatively new listener on your show.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think Mark was arguing the wrong point earlier about libertarianism. I do believe that liberty and government can coexist.
How's that?
Well, you said government is a group of small people who have a monopoly of force. Mm-hmm. Multiple branches and multiple state governments allow competition in that case.
How's that going?
Well, it's not good right now because the federal government was made too strong. I do believe in minimal government as a minarchist.
But wouldn't you agree that the federal government wasn't made too strong? It became too strong.
That is a good point. It did become too strong.
I mean,
there weren't enough restrictions put on it in the original Constitution, and it grew beyond the checks and balances that were originally in place.
Do you really believe?
I am with you that I do believe that you can write a Constitution that would create a government that would do a much better job of protecting liberty. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that if you write some more words down or some different words down on another piece of paper and call that the Constitution, that all of a sudden the people that are in search of power are going to say, "Oh, damn it. They wrote it right this time. We are SOL boys. Let's pack it up and go home. No more of this ruling over people's lives with arbitrary authority. You know, they wrote it the right way this time. So that's it. It's over with. I guess everybody gets freedom now. Doggone it.
As if. The people that want power over other people will gravitate towards positions of power in companies and things like that where they can have power over people. And I do think
and they'll also ignore the Constitution.
Okay. If we get rid of all the government, what are the people that are in search of power going to do, Ian?
I don't know.
Tick-tock.
They'll search out power.
Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
What are you tick-tocking about?
Because you don't have an answer to that.
I said they'll search out power, but if they try to rule over somebody, then they won't have the legitimacy that they do with the government's structure today.
Well, the government should be an arbiter and a defender. That's its role. Without government, if you make a contract with somebody, but they're more powerful than you and they break that contract, there's no way for you to enforce it. you have a government as an arbiter, they can make sure that that is enforced and you maintain liberty.
Sure, as long as those powerful people don't get in charge of your arbiter, then you're all good to go, right? Except that's what happens every single time. And it doesn't matter if you write words down on paper. They don't care. You can look at this constitution that they have, and you can say, sure, it wasn't perfect. Sure, they could have done a better job of making it more liberty-oriented. Yeah, I understand that. But there are some things that are in there that are pretty crystal clear, at least to some of us who've read it. And I'm sure you would agree with many of the things that are in the constitution and think they should have been respected. But we all know they haven't been respected. The freedom to, you know, Ninth and Tenth Amendments, those are all kinds of just destroyed. Fourth Amendment doesn't even exist anymore. First Amendment doesn't exist anymore. Second Amendment doesn't exist anymore. Third Amendment, that's even been compromised. So look, it doesn't matter what you write down on pieces of paper. They don't care, and they wouldn't care if you wrote it better.
Well, if you got rid of the pieces of paper, they still wouldn't care, Ian.
I understand that, Mark. What I'm talking about is an evolution to where people come to the understanding that they don't want these arbitrary men and women ruling over their lives.
Same here,
that they're
man.
Willing to do
That's
something
what we're talking about here, too.
Yes, talking ideals. You can't be throwing out some of these past examples. We're talking ideals here, and that making the system better should be able to take care of some of these examples you're throwing out.
And how are you going to make the system better?
Well, I've already discussed it. Government's role should be as an arbiter and as a defender.
Sure,
oh, it
sure.
should be. But
if you have the proper checks and balances in place where the executive branch can't take over the judicial branch with appointments or something like that.
Well, I don't think that it doesn't seem likely to me the United States government is going to somehow reverse its course and return to some kind of small, more constitutional role or that they're going to call a constitutional convention and that out of which we would get some kind of natural law pro-liberty document. I mean, more likely what we would get is some document that enslaved us all and made sure that
like EU's constitution.
That we all had to compost our garbage and that we all had the right to medical care. That's what we would likely get out of a constitutional
convention. I agree with that.
Now. And so I'd say that the United States government, the founding fathers had their chance to write the perfect Lockean document, and they failed. And I think that the best that we can hope currently is to secede from the United States and make our own little free nation and draw as many libertarians to that, show that a free nation is going to be far more prosperous and its citizens far happier and far wealthier and have a much higher standard of living and a lower infant mortality rate and all those things that we believe that it's going to do, and that's really our only chance. What do you think?
Wade.
Oh, what do I think? Well,
it's you, Wade.
No, I think the original writers of the Constitution had a chance to make it right, and that's where the Free State Project gives them a chance at redemption. If we make a smaller state with liberty in mind, that could restart, and maybe that'll spread and make other people see, at least give them something.
Thank you, Wade, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, I'd certainly take that over what we have today, a smaller, less violent state. Certainly would be preferable to the situation we have, and I think that inevitably the U.S. government can't live forever. No government has ever lived forever. In fact, we're way on borrowed time, I think, at this point. But I think that I'm not interested in restarting another government and seeing if it'll work this time, because it'll still be a coercive agency with a monopoly over violence, and it will be ruling by threat of force, and I have no interest in living in that situation.
What's the difference if New Hampshire, for some reason, decided to secede from the nation, of the United States, would you accept that?
Of course.
And if it was ruling itself, that would still be a preferable situation?
It would be preferable, but it doesn't mean I accept
violence. Would that be a new government or an old government?
That's a good question.
Because I think it would be a new government.
You don't think it'd be an old government? Because the government of New Hampshire was formed prior to the government of the federal government.
They're probably going to put in place a lot of the things that the federal government takes for granted now. So they're going to have some.
Why would you think they would do that?
Well, they're going to likely...
What do you think that... Wait, hold on a second. Are you telling me that New Hampshire gets to the point politically where it is able to and ready to and actually secedes from the federal government, that at that point, with that mindset going on, they're going to say, okay, now we need our own Social Security program, and now we need our own military, and now we need to do all
these things?
Seems
likely to me.
Well, I hope not. That's sad.
I agree with you that I hope not, but it's you know, the idea of seceding does not mean small government.
No, but I think you pretty much have to get some liberty-oriented people in those positions in order to get to the idea of secession.
They're talking, there was just a poll of Georgia senators where 49, 47, 40-something percent of them were supporting secession. I guess that there's, you know, the Texas legislature's looking at it. Secession's on the lips of a lot of red states currently, not to say that New Hampshire is a red state because it's more like a purple state, but secession's a real possibility currently in America the way things are today.
I hope you're right about that part. I don't know if I believe
secession isn't a solution to the government problem. It certainly would be a step in the right direction, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it's not easy to implement those things you're talking about.
When you advocate total freedom, and it sounds to people like tomorrow is what you're talking about, and there's no way to get from where we are here today to tomorrow total freedom without all kinds of there's no way to get there. So what you need to get to total freedom is all kinds of steps in the interim.
Yeah, I realize that. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson. Johnson, Connecticut.
Hey, it's interesting to hear you talk about this. And, you know, it's interesting to hear you flounder a little bit, Ian, when you were originally, this subject sort of got brought up and talking about the roads and, you know, who would own what and how things would run and how things would run with hookers on the streets and whatnot. And I think that, you know, there's a reluctance to talk about some of these things honestly, which is that the possibility does exist that, you know, maybe a hooker does want to draw a business and would go out in the street naked, smoking a joint, because that is a possibility. And I know you talk about the street owners and how that could happen, but realistically, in a fully libertarian society, that might be okay. You know, something like a hooker walking down the street naked, smoking a joint might be okay because people would be more accepting and think it was okay. And, you know, there's sort of certain unwillingness to talk about some of those issues, but it was interesting to hear you sort of flounder about and then talk about who would own the roads in that sort of situation.
Well, then maybe it would be okay, but maybe the other direction. Maybe there'd be more restrictions in a liberty-oriented society. It's hard to say.
And I think people need to, you know, while I think that they have too much force in their hands, you know, in their philosophy, I think libertarians need to look to anarcho-syndicalists a little bit to how stuff works.
We are out of time, Johnson. Tomorrow night,
freetalklive.com. We'll have a union. Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.